This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. It is 12:45, coming up to 12:46 p.m. on Tuesday, the 10th of November, 2020. I'm Christine Wong, and in the studio with me is
Arvinia Brudge.
Today, we are talking about how often have you experienced shipping delays when ordering online during this pandemic? We've got a poll up on Twitter that's got 14 minutes left on the poll, so get those votes in, people. Yeah, that's on Twitter at BFM Radio. And we're also on Instagram at BFM Radio as well if you want to chime in, which people have in fact done. Mm-hmm. So let's see here. When Chien underscore Kath says grocery deliveries were delayed most of the time, which I don't blame them for. I think they were very in high demand at this point.
Makes sense.
Edward Ward says very often. Ralph Yu says seldom. And Bailey Woon says one out of five times, which is a very specific number. So do let us know what you've been thinking about that. Do we have an update on the poll on Twitter?
Yeah, so it's still at not often, 62.6%, which I guess is good. Mm-hmm. 26% for very often and 11.1% for never. Mm. I don't know what people consider not often or very often, though. Like, are you expecting your delivery to show up the next day or the same? Because we don't have same day deliveries yet.
Oh no. But we're not blessed with Amazon Prime level capabilities yet.
But is like 2 days late for you? Because for me, it's, I give it like 4 to 5 days.
So I was about to ask, you know, what's your answer to this question?
I would say not often or like never, because I normally give it a week. I'm not in a rush for whatever I order. So as long as it's there like 3 days, 4 days, I'm good.
I don't really shop online. I think I've talked about this on a BizBytes before, where I've kind of strayed away from that, partially because I don't really have anything to buy.
Yeah.
However, I have been ordering a lot of food, which, and that kind of counts. And in that case, interestingly enough, I feel like it's about the same, like in terms of getting food delivered, even though restaurants are sort of like have been semi-closed or closed-ish like throughout the pandemic. Like, it's maybe about, I would say like maybe 1 out of 10 times, sometimes my order will be slightly delayed or cancelled.
Yeah.
But even then, I'm like, I got food. It's okay.
Yeah. So you're not rushing.
I'm not rushing.
Yeah.
It's all right.
That makes sense.
But that's our question. So do chime in the time that we have before 1 p.m. On Twitter, Instagram, BFM Radio, and WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We have a final story, though, to sort of make this gloomy day a little bit more uplifting.
Yeah, so it's about 500,000 more Malaysian jobs for 3.7 billion ringgit. So since COVID-19, the unemployment rate in Malaysia shot up to 5.3% in May, before hovering at 4.7% in July. They seem like small numbers, but considering our population, it's pretty...
Percent.
Yes.
It's percent.
Percent.
A lot.
Yes. To mitigate the impact of the pandemic, the Malaysian government is set to invest some $900 million, which is the equivalent of 3.7 billion ringgit, to generate 500,000 jobs in the future. So we touched upon this briefly in yesterday's show about Budget 2021. But Malaysia's finance minister, Tengku Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz, said that these funds will be used to start upskilling and retraining programs. The dubbed Job Generation Guarantee Scheme, or Scheme Jaminan Penjanaan Pekerjaan, aka Jana Kerja, the Malaysian government will be spending $480 million, or 2 billion ringgit, to create 200,000 jobs. Meanwhile, incentives for Malaysians earning about 1,500 ringgit a month will be increased by 40% from the flat rate of 800 ringgit per month. And according to NST, the finance minister said that to encourage the creation of greater employment opportunities for disabled groups, or OKU, people who have been unemployed for a long time and those who were retrenched, employers will be given an additional incentive of 20% to hire the affected groups. And this should bring the total incentive received by the employers to 60% at the moment. These incentives, however, will only be given for a period of 6 months.
Yeah, but I think it is nice to know that there is some form of, I guess, governmental support for all the people who have been retrenched, who have lost their jobs over the course of COVID-19. And also, I do like that, you know, it's not just in creating more jobs, and it's not just about creating more opportunities and making it easier for companies to employ people, but it's also the upskilling and reskilling is super important. I mean, we've been talking about that. We could talk about that until the cows come home, to be honest.
And we have been talking about it for like ages. Yeah.
But it's become, you know, clearer as the days go by that it is super important. you know, to continue to learn, really, and to be able to give people the resources in order to do that is fantastic. So that's just very nice. It's just very nice to know.
I mean, it's just, you know, if you're fluid enough, then more opportunities open up, I guess. So that's the benefit of reskilling and, you know, upskilling as well.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing COVID-19 has taught us is that we need to be really adaptable and flexible in order to survive, which, you know, I've got faith that we'll get through it. And I'm glad that there's this scheme to help people get through it too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, our main question of the day is, how often have you experienced shipping delays when ordering online during this pandemic? Final rundown on the poll. Let's go.
Yeah, so 25.6% say very often. 63.2% say not often. And 10.7% say never.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was because we had a story about...
We had a story about how supply chains have adapted to the pandemic. This came from Fast Company. It sort of focused on three people from three different industries and how they've changed the way they work because of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we spoke to Eileen Yap, Country General Manager of RS Components Malaysia, to get her thoughts on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we touched upon some of the ways that Biden's election could change Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And then?
Then we finished with... how there might be 500,000 more Malaysian jobs for 3.7 billion ringgit.
Yay. So thank you very much to everyone who tweeted, who sent us a message on Instagram, who messaged us on WhatsApp. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, Enterprise Biz Bytes, talking about something different though, because changes every day. Okay, well, yeah, so this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and Arvind Yuvaraj. And coming up after the 1 p.m. news is the Breakfast Grill replay, as it always is. So before the onset of the pandemic, fitness was a rapidly booming industry. But physical distancing and other COVID-19 requirements have made maintaining gyms and fitness centers much more challenging. Evolution Wellness runs some of the most recognizable fitness brands in the country, like, you know, Fitness First and Celebrity Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
The Breakfast Grill spoke to its group CEO, Simon Flint, about how the company plans to survive the current crisis. We'll leave you now with Dead Disco by Metric here on BFM 89.9. Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.